Good evening, family and friends. My name's Lizelle. I've been part of the church for a couple of years, and tonight we're going to end off with Matthew 28, and next month we'll start with Acts. And it's such a privilege to start with a book that is basically the pinnacle and what anchors our belief and our faith. And we start off with the first part where Mary Magdalene and Mary goes to the tomb, Mary, not Jesus' mother, but then find the angel. And what is the first thing that he tells them is not to be afraid. But then he also tells them the key thing is tomb is empty. Jesus is alive, and go and tell. What an incredible piece of just part of the scriptures to ponder on the fact of not to be afraid. And how many times have we been afraid in this uncertain times? And the words fear not or not be afraid appears about 365 times in the Bible. And when I read that, I thought, sure, what a reminder, a daily reminder for all of us not to be afraid. And then we carry on and verse 9, and it says there, and as they went, Jesus met them. Greetings, he said, and then they ran to him, held his feet and worshipped him. And then Jesus said to them again, do not be afraid. And the part that sort of stands out to me is where they ran to him. And how many times in this time that's all we could do and literally had to run to him, hold on to him, and worshipped him. And it's what a incredible part of scripture that really, when you worship in that moment, faith rises. And fear and just diminishes in this process, and hope rises when you worship. Then in verse 17 we read, when the disciples saw him, they worshipped him, but in the midst of this they doubted. And then I realize again, they saw him, and yet we see Jesus in every day, in our moments, in our quiet time, and we've seen him. It's been visible to us in so many aspects of our lives, and yet we doubt. And then we have this freak out moments, you know, in the middle of the night when you wake up and you realize, oh, it's surreal where we're at. And then doubt sets in, and you think to yourself, sure. And I think I heard an analogy the other day where it says it's okay sometimes to freak out. That moment where you think, how long is my payment holiday with the bank? Am I going to make it? But then not to make that your address. Whatever you do, don't receive mail there. So, yeah. And then in the last part of this chapter, it concludes with the Great Commission. Go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach the new disciples to obey all the commands I've given you, and be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. In this last command, there are several critical elements of this, and I think the first part is to know that, first of all, Jesus at this point he only told him to go to the Jews, and this is where he tells him to go to all the nations. And then go. The word goes implies that you have to leave something behind. And most of the time it's something familiar, something that you're comfortable with. And how we've all experienced in missions where you go to a country like India. It's uncomfortable, it's not familiar. And yet in the moments of those times where you strip to your basic who you are, that's where you meet him. And then to go to all the nations, and this would be such an opportunity for us all to say, well, it can't go now, because booking.com is closed, all the flights are, nobody's going anywhere. And yet what an opportunity for us to share the word in our everyday lives. We've accustomed to the many, many queues that you have to stand and wait. And you see the fear on people's faces. And what an opportunity to just share the word, share love, encourage people, give them hope. And then it's the part of the baptism. It comes from the Greek word baptizo. And the original context of it was to dip and die, which meant that you had to take a piece of cloth, and the custom was to take a piece of cloth, put it in water of dye, and change the color. What an incredible analogy, and what an incredible root of this word, that the appearance will change. And I think I dare to say that every baptism service that you've been part of, you yet to see somebody come out of that water looking the same. And it's visible. Sometimes people get into the water with a lot of fear and anxiousness, and then they immerse from the water, a new creation. What an incredible part to be part of a baptism service, and how we miss that, and looking forward to all of that. And then the last part is where he says, I'm with you always till the end of age. What an incredible promise to know that he is with you always. And that we have to remind ourselves of the key aspects of this chapter, not to fear, not to doubt, and that he's with you always, and that we have to hold on to the word. And during this time, we've done a lot of homeschooling, and Aiden, grade two, you have to do these words every day that he has to write and learn new words, and then he has to rewrite all the ones that he has got trouble with. And then I thought to myself, while doing this with him, we have to sometimes rewrite, reread, meditate, do it again. And even if you have to write it again, and if I can challenge you in this week, go and sit again on this chapter, even if it's only the three things. Don't be afraid. Don't doubt. He is with you always. And to write that again and remind ourselves often that this is what we're only passing through. This is not the end destination. And what a promise that he is with us till the end of age. Let's pray. Lord, we just thank you for your goodness and your mercy and your grace. Lord, I pray for each and every person that is afraid, that is doubting, to know that you are with us always. Thank you for your presence in our everyday life, where you are visible, that we can see you in every situation, and remind us often that you are with us. Lord, we just thank you for your goodness, and I pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.